Hey, everybody. Rob Patrick here with another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the show that is made up in the moment and out of thin air. We have our players here all situated. We are going to get right into it. Our first game is going to be for Ty, Jason, and Big Matt. This is a game we call Coming Soon. They are going to narrate a movie trailer one sentence at a time in that order. Ty, Jason, Big Matt. The movie they're going to narrate a trailer for is a thriller called Who Drank All the Milk?
Have you ever just wanted a cold glass of milk?
Have you been waiting for your dad to come back from the shopping spree that he left for 20 years ago?
Have you walked downstairs in the middle of the night and opened that refrigerator door and the light spilled out, but there was no milk inside?
Then you will enjoy this action thriller coming this summer.
Critics are calling it cold, wet, and white.
This frothy spectacular is coming to theaters near you.
You'll be moved by the cinematography.
Shaken by the terror.
A dairy classic right out the gate.
An utter spectacular film.
Starring
Brad Pitt.
And Martin Lawrence.
Dolly Parton.
George Clooney.
That one girl from Two Broke Girls with the big cans.
He means Kat Dennings.
In this epic tale
of romance.
This summer, who drank all the milk?
Let's call that one there. I want to see a movie trailer where the guy goes, and that guy from that fucking Hulu movie that nobody watched. You know the one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aaron Paul.
That guy from that thing you liked. You know the one.
El Camino.
Yeah, that guy.
Jason, yours was the perfect tag there. He mean. That's great.
What he meant was
two guys in the booth, just dude.
All right.
Come on, bro.
Our next game is a game we call Field Reporter. James is going to play our man in the studio. John is our man in the field. And Ty, Jason, and Big Matt are the people John is going to interview on the street on the topic of vandals seems to have painted all of the lampposts in this town in glow-in-the-dark paint. James?
We are back to the 10 o'clock news. I am Chip Chipperson, and we have a report coming in from downtown stating that something strange has been happening to the light posts. I'm going to bring it down to the street with my roving reporter. John, can you hear me?
Thank you, Francis. I'm here on the street, and I am seeing all this paint. It's bad enough that it's regular paint, but it's glow in the dark.
I mean, that doesn't sound regular to me, sir. Is there anybody nearby that can maybe shed some light on the story?
Well, I see this gentleman right here. Gentlemen, can you tell us what's with all the glow in the dark paint? Is this Batman Forever?
What is the deal?
I tell you what. Oh, you go ahead. You first.
No, you go.
I tell you, I don't like it. I can't sleep with this. It's bright. It's bright during the day. It's bright during the night. You know what? It's not. It's not dark. I like to sleep, but dark. It's not fucking dark. I don't like it.
It's a conspiracy. That's what it is.
Conspiracy. No, it's a conspiracy. I don't know where.
It's big paint.
John.
What else is saying?
Can you ask those two gentlemen what maybe people were conspiring? What perhaps the basis of this conspiracy is? We're getting a lot of reports that people do believe that there is something Masonic afoot.
Brad, I will ask, gentlemen, what is there a conspiracy here? Is there something going on with Big...
Oh, yeah, there's a conspiracy.
Totally a conspiracy.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh.
What kind of conspiracy? Is it Bigfoot? Is it...
No. Here you go. Here you go. Let me spell it out for you. If you don't sleep, you're not fucking aware. You're not seeing things. You're just walking around like a zombie. And you know what? The government, big paint.
They want us to be zombies. See, they put the paint out there. They want us to huff the paint. It makes our brains go... And then, you know, they can control us.
So you think this is some kind of zombie thing or a Matrix thing or like they're running low on TP?
If you can't sleep, you know what you can't do? You can't get an erection.
And if you can't get an erection, you ain't making babies.
Depopulation. This is about depopulation.
John, I hate to interrupt what sounds to be a riveting conversation with those gentlemen. I understand. We sleep, they live, but I've heard word that the mayor is coming right down to you right this moment, and he has an important message. I think it's that gentleman with the hat.
Oh, the mayor!
Thank you.
Let's talk to the mayor.
All right, give me that microphone. Give me the microphone. Thank you. Okay. So, as we know, I'm Mr. Mayor.
You're the mayor!
Mayor Jack Johnson. I've been doing a lot of ecstasy tonight. And coming down here, seeing all this glow-in-the-dark paint is really freaking me out, man.
You took my erection.
Hey, you voted for me because I'm the party mayor, okay?
I voted for you.
I bring life to this city. I'm the life of this shit, right?
I want an erection again.
Sorry, it was the mic drop. Was the only logical place to end that. It
really was. We weren't getting to the answer of that question.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Viagra conspiracy.
Much drugs.
I don't know what I like better, the fact that John is using a pair of scissors as a microphone, or the fact that when he handed the microphone to Jason, Jason had a pair of scissors
as a
microphone.
They somehow got bigger.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he's closer to the camera.
Really big guy. I regret not doing this.
Right?
Exactly. Our next game is a game called 1-2-3. This is going to be for Ty, James, and John. Ty can only say one word. James can only say two words. John can say three words. And the cable has just gone out before the big game.
Ooh. Is this a horror movie trailer?
This is just a scene. Yeah. Pull this one from real life.
No shit.
Ty, start us off.
Where's the remote?
Where'd you put?
Football.
Nope. No batteries.
Who in charge?
You.
He's not.
Don't blame me.
Game.
Broken television.
Oh my God.
Fix.
Best Buy.
Yes, okay, fine.
No.
No car.
Order it online.
Bus.
You drive?
License taken away.
Lane.
Keep drinking.
Okay, thank you.
Drive? Not since DUI.
Exactly.
Is DUI one word or three?
I won't lie, John. You were nailing three words. I kept being like, but it feels like so many more.
Yeah,
he fit so many syllables in.
I had to stop and count a couple times.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
There were 14 of us at a friend's house in front of his 85-inch TV, and about 4 minutes before kickoff on the Ravens San Francisco game, his cable went out. So we ended up
summer Comcasted.
I had a 96.
We went to another friend's house who was at our Super Bowl party, who had like a 27-inch tube TV. And there were like 15 of us all crammed in his living room around this. And that was the same game where the power went out at halftime in the stadium. So
Destiny. Yeah,
exactly. I had a 96-inch screen, but it was actually just three 32-inch CRTs.
Well, there you go. Well, that sound interrupting our football chatter says this is the last game of the evening coming up. Last game is Once Upon a Time. We're going to tell a fairy tale one word at a time between Big Matt and Jason. And they are going to tell the fairy tale, the Prince of the Frozen Food Department.
Once.
Upon? Time.
In.
Albertsons.
Meat.
Was.
Frozen.
But.
Thawing.
Many.
Different.
Drippings.
From.
The.
Thawed.
Meat.
Hanging
onto
the
floor
underneath
Timmy
the
night
ranger.
He
then
slipped
on
the
drippings.
Then
fell
and
broke
his
coccyx.
When
his
brain
fell
onto
the floor,
a
bystander
licked
the
meat
off
his
hook.
You're supposed to say,
where was the prince
again
in this?
My favorite is when Timmy sang Sister Christian.
Sister Christian.
Sister Christian on the wow.
Into brain splatter.
What's your price of life there?
He was saved by two princes.
Holy my shit. Newest hated
oh,
word.
God, no.
Drippings.
Exactly. Well, as we have been recording this episode, we have been running the audio through our humor computer 9000.
It's over 9000.
Pulling the funny out, and the winner of this episode, none other than Ty. Well done,
bullshit,
sir. No, I think it was for that chick from that Two Broke Girls movie.
Yes.
It's Kat Dennings.
Can Dennings.
Chick with the can.
Kat
Dennings.
Ann Coulter. No.
Not Can Dennings.
Ann Coulter.
Dennings.
What?
Ty, so as the winner, you get to kick us off on our closing credits. Tell people where they can find more of you.
You can find me at twitch.tv/high anxiety media. You can also find me at youtube.com/high anxiety.
James,
geocities.com/upper street/angelfire-tilde. Anyway, you can find me at all the wonderful places you find Rob, and you can find me at Red Voice on all the social media things.
Big Matt.
Matt Nizlanik, VO, on Facebook and Instagram for the current narrations I'm working on. And ACX, Matthew Nizlanik, and same thing with Amazon.
Really? You do voice narrations, Matt? I don't see it.
I know.
John.
It's a voice. Of course you can't see it.
I can be reached at twitch.com/ACP network. That you can actually get Twitch from that. I just checked it. And ACPnet.net.
Jason.
You can reach me at 274-682. Wait, no. PowerVO.com. And twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
And I'm your host, Rob Patrick. You can find more about me and the rest of our cast over at IGOV.net. Has all of the links for our social media. Please go follow us on there. Also has a link to our YouTube. Like and subscribe, so this way you get notifications all over the place as to when we drop a new episode. Folks, thanks for joining us. We will catch you all next time.
Toodles.
Bye.